Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Can you feel this?
Oh, it feels so wonderful.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Doesn't it feel so wonderful?
I haven't been to the beach in years.
Well, and we are at, we should probably, we don't want to let people know where. Well, I don't think they should know. Trisha told us.
Yeah, of course. Well,
that after we've been working so hard.
It was a surprise, really. You know,
All right, for those who don't know, we should probably tell them. I am Anita M. Buffum.
And I am Gina Marie Ritoli.
And we are from Pearls of Wisdom. Which is part of Sunday Morning Mimosa, which you're listening to right now.
Hello. How are you?
Now, I think it's important for everyone to know, and we should thank everybody. We had a show last night.
Can we talk about last night?
What was that called?
The Duplex.
That's right.
Downtown in the Village.
Our first show in 25 years.
Can you believe this? I mean, and it went off
Wonderfully.
Oh, God.
The response, the people. When I tell you, I have never had a response like that to us being on stage ever like that.
Never.
Well, we were only in one night, all night strut.
So we really didn't have any kind
of experience
with the audience.
No, that's true.
Oh, God.
They went bonkers,
didn't they, Gina Marie? I felt like I was Julia Roberts or something.
It was unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, you know, your pits are about as hairy as hers.
Of course.
That's probably what set people off.
I gotta watch out for that. Make sure that I'm shaved up.
So we had a big show last night.
Oh, big show.
And I have to say, really, you may not recognize our voices.
No.
We sound a little bit groggy.
Well, you know, we had a lot of Franzia.
Right.
A lot of the Franzia.
The table wine, the box table wine.
Sandria.
Right. And, you know, we've been singing all day yesterday, rehearsing,
and all week long. Trisha put us through the mill.
Oh, Trisha was really working us this week. Our manager, Trisha, just put us to work.
Put us to work hard.
Oh.
Oh, God.
So, well, that's one of the reasons we're here at this. Well, Trisha doesn't want to say, she doesn't want us to tell you where we are. We're at an undisclosed location. She rushed us out last night after the show from the venue.
Isn't she wonderful?
She's amazing, really. To surprise us like this.
Well,
you know, and Trisha knows this. Trisha knows that we love where we are.
We love the beach.
Well, we do love the beach.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that, really.
Oh, God, we'll leave it there. And I haven't seen the waves.
Oh, look, I went out. Thank God I had my one piece. The good one.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know,
some of them.
Right. Well, it had a lot of construction to it. And
The waves
here really wouldn't have standed for anything else.
You really need it. You don't want your boobies coming popping out. I went once with you, but, you know, the second time I just dipped my toes in, really. You know, it's too cold for me. It's too cold. The water's cold, not the breeze.
Oh, the temperature today.
The temperature.
Oh.
Oh, can we talk about that?
It's like the Lord melted a stick of butter in the oven.
Oh, God.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, this really makes you want to be a Christian. It really makes you embrace the Lord. Well, whatever you believe in.
Well, if you come to church once in a while, you'd understand why he lets us have all these wonderful things in the world. You know what I was thinking? It's so beautiful here, Gina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You and Nikki should have your wedding here.
Did you forget we're planning a wedding?
A beach wedding?
Of course. I, you know, with all the stuff for the show, it's been crazy. But, you know, I'm glad that it's taking its toll, you know, and we, like, you know, had it, like, on the side, on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
On the back burner for a while, you know. I don't know how I feel about it, but, you know, we're putting it together, you know, little by little. And, you know, sure enough, it will happen.
Well, wonderful. And I brought you those swatches.
Did a pick
from the tablecloths and
exactly.
all that.
And your dress.
Well, we're going to have it taken in.
Exactly.
So might as well get another good use out of it.
Why not? And you had a fabulous dress.
With the gold trim and all that. The gold lame trim.
The stitching that you had done on that. Oh, God. Ladylike stitches. Oh, my God. Wonderful. Didn't some Oriental woman sew that for you?
Actually, that belongs to my great-grandmother. Well, my mother wore it to her wedding.
Okay.
And then she passed it down to me when I married Charlie Rondinelli.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that is from my great-grandma. If you believe that, well, we keep it in very good condition.
Of course, I took it upon myself
to buy one of those vacuum-packed storage bags from HSN.
Yes.
We just vacuum it right up in there.
Well, good. But isn't that something new? So how did you get it all?
I don't know. I don't know how my mother kept it, but she did.
I wonder how she did it.
I mean, I had to touch up down on 30th Avenue.
Of course.
Over there.
Yes.
What's that? Stitch, no? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They do the altercations and all that.
Yes, yes.
So I took it down to that. What's on 30th?
That's right.
Easy Stitch, and you know, that where they do all the altercations and all that.
Mm.
They do a wonderful job.
She's a fabulous lady. I think she is Oriental. She's Oriental.
Yes. She's Oriental, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Such a nice lady.
From the Orient. Orient Express. What is that you're having?
Trisha knows how I love these, what are these, Tostitos?
Oh! We don't have salsa, but wow!
No, but you can't have salsa on the beach.
No, well, you know, it gets all over. Really.
Yeah, well, the sand and all that.
We don't want a bloody mess.
No, oh, Lord. Lord.
No, no.
Look what he's doing. He's meditating.
I don't know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
What? I'm afraid of him.
Well, he's far enough away.
No. Oh, he's got something in his hand.
Speaking of black men. Speaking of black men. Can we talk about the grand prize winner for our show last night? We did this raffle. Trisha came up with this idea.
Oh, God.
And, you know, Trisha knows this.
We love it.
We love raffles.
Well, we love those Chinese auctions. Remember, that's how I won my trip.
To Barbara.
To Granny, to see Barbara. That's right. The only Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
if
Lord.
If you don't know. Hello.
If you don't know. So, we did our own raffle.
Exactly.
And one of the grand prize. Oh. So, we will come to your house and throw a party.
A fabulous party.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, God.
And we'll do that. If anybody's interested, we'll do that. Because we're socialites, really.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
We'll do that. If you want us to come to your party or whatever, you just let us know and we'll come there.
And we'll do it. We'll do it upright.
We will. We really will.
And we'll do anything you ask.
Really? Well, Trisha told us. She came up with this idea and she told us if you're going to go to someone's house, ready for anything. Anything.
I didn't even know what that meant.
Well, not until we did that party the other week.
Well,
there.
You know.
Well. But speaking of, okay, so we're doing the raffle and the grand prize winner, speaking of Blackman, a Puerto Ricanio.
Oh, my God.
I almost died.
Who knew?
I almost died.
And the funniest thing, he's from Puerto Rico.
Isn't that wonderful?
Even though, if he has a home.
Well, he probably lives in a chicken shack or something.
Oh, God.
A chicken hen house, whatever that is there. Although, no, you know what? I don't like to admit this, but
no.
When I was younger, I did go to Puerto Rico once.
Did you?
I did.
I've been there too, once for a cruise.
Well,
we flew there.
Well, you were lucky. You were on the ocean, not in Puerto Rico. But
exactly. We went from the airport right to the boat. We didn't want to see any of those people. Mm-mm. The people on the plane said, I better watch everything I had on me. I took all my rings off, all my jewelry. Oh, God, put them in my bag.
Oh. Your pocketbook.
Oh, my pocketbook.
You had the pocketbook with a lock on it, too, right?
Oh, God. I took that key. I stuck it somewhere where the sun don't shine.
So what else? We're just relaxing here, really.
We haven't relaxed in years.
Well, no, we've been so busy. Last time I relaxed, I was going to say it was the holidays, but everyone knows that you don't relax during the holidays.
No.
So I didn't really get to relax then either.
Do you have more beverage?
I think Trish just had a stuff with the beverage.
Mm.
Hold on. Let me see.
Let's see what we got. Never in my life experienced this kind of chip. It's so crunchy. I think that this has a lime flavoring to it.
Regular Tostitos.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That black man's coming this way. The black man.
Watch out.
Hold on.
Watch your stuff.
Hide your chips.
Hide your valuables.
Put the chips over there.
Oh, my God.
Put the chip.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hold on.
I'm afraid.
How are you, sir? Hello. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Good day to you, sir. Hello.
How are you?
You walked a little bit of a limp there. Is that what they call the pimp walk?
I don't know.
Is that what they call the pimp walk? I heard the kids talking about that. I heard you, Joey. You're Joey.
Well, I know. I mean, they're all doing that walk nowadays, you know.
Well, I don't know.
That swagger.
What is this beverage that Trisha hooked us up with?
I don't know. I think this is
Trisha.
What is it called? Bloody Silver. Mojito.
No, that says Mojito. That's Mojito. Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Is there a Mojito berry?
What's a malt beverage?
Well, I've heard of malt balls.
And I've heard of malt milkshakes.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. How did they get malt in this? I don't know.
I think, you know what I think this is? I think that Trisha got this from the boys from Sunday Morning Mimosa because Bacardi sponsors their show, I think.
Oh, I see. I bet she's got cases of these.
Oh, knowing Trisha, she does.
Cheers to you, girl.
Cheers to you.
I think this is a Spaniard drink. Is this a Spaniard drink?
I don't know. Why do you think that?
I don't know. The name sounds so funny to me. I mean, what could it be, really? If it's not Spanish, it's African.
Mojito could be African.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, like something crazy.
I'm not sure, really.
I don't know. It sounds like I might need...
I don't know.
Well...
What do you do? So, Bubba, we should tell everybody what our plans are for the rest of the summer.
That's right.
Well, we have another show.
We have another show in about a week and a half. Well, a week and a half.
No. Well, we're so excited because we sold out last night's show.
Oh, God.
And fantastic. So we're doing... Trisha's making us do another one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's
really.
Who knew after 25 years?
No, nobody knew.
So we're doing that, and then there's your wedding.
Which I'm really nervous about.
Well, I think maybe, Bubba, we may have to push it back a little bit, you think?
Oh, it'd be fine. Let's push it back far.
To the fall?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
early winter?
Early winter's even better.
You can
maybe
do a holiday
spring.
Theme.
Spring would be nice.
How would Nikki feel about that? Nine Finger Nikki? Mm.
Well, you know. You know, he might not like it, but, you know, he'll wait for me. He waited this long.
The other thing Trisha wanted me to ask you on today's show.
Yes, honey.
She told me not to tell you before. You know, a few weeks back, you received that call, not only from Frankie, your husband, who you're still married to, but Vicky, the woman he had an affair on.
Oh, God.
You with.
Well, apparently, she's no longer with my Frankie.
Okay.
And apparently, she's coming here... for lunch recently.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Recently, she came about a week ago. Met her for lunch, and you know what? We really bonded. She's like my new friend.
It's wonderful.
And you know what? Of course, we're going to be attracted to the same man if we feel the same way.
Right.
You know? So, you know, there's a lot of common ground here between me and her.
Right.
And you know, we're both showgirls.
Is she coming to our show?
I told her about it. I hope she comes. I reserved a seat.
Wow. All right, I think I'm done with this here. We love you, Bubbas, but we really want to relax today.
We
want to
relax
today.
We said it'd be fun to do something from the beach.
Yeah, so here we are.
Here we are.
In an undisclosed location.
It's really not the same show.
No.
You know, no.
Absolutely not.
We're on our chaise lounges.
It's
wonderful. In our bikini tops.
Well, I'm in my one piece.
Of course, well.
With the skirt.
You know, with the control top.
Right. But you look gorgeous in your bikini.
Oh, they're the little shorties. Little trunks. Trunks.
They look very slimming on you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very slimming.
Thank you.
And we love you, Bubbas, and we
want
to thank everybody for coming out
thank
to the show.
Thank you so much.
And if you didn't come out to see the show, it was a real success.
Oh,
really.
It was fabulous.
Ask anybody.
What
ask
a success.
Ask anybody.
Oh, God.
Ask anybody.
Let them know.
Ask anybody. Come see us on August 7th.
That's right.
You can go to www.theduplex.com and make a reservation there. Just go to the cabaret calendar.
Exactly.
And click on our names on August 7th, and you can make a reservation.
That's only $8.
If you have a reservation.
Is that all we're worth, Trisha? I need to get Trisha on the phone. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I think I don't have reception out here.
No, there's no reception out here on the beach.
On the
beach. Undisclosed
location. I'm glad of that. Oh, wow. God. Because my Nikki will be calling me all day.
Oh, Lord.
Well...
tell me about it. And thank God Mr. Buffin, my husband, my second husband, is away on business this weekend.
Well.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Thank God you're here.
Thank God. It is like I said,
we don't need any men.
No, we don't. We really don't.
We really don't.
We're very independent.
Very independent.
Very independent. All right. I wish Trisha was here. Well, I don't know what to do with myself.
I don't know where she went. She dropped us off and she ran in a hurry somewhere.
I don't know. She's such a businesswoman. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.